my hand. You hold your liquor. Projection screen. Hot ceased its flicker. You gave me tiny tale of your truth. I was starved. I drove back home when you got sicker, disputing claims that you still held the TV flicker. And his face was flushed, still in my mind. The waiter asked if she was. To hide, it's in your framework. Look me in the eyes and act like I don't know how shame works. Your compass spins in reverse. The trees do time-lapse speed growth. The sky. She's tripping, sipping that devotion stuff. Breaking like her bread won't pop. She's sipping, sipping from that holy cup.
Oh, assassins and need you to step back. I'm still working on that passive aggression. 200 bucks a week to talk about my lack of direction. I've got a bit of a complex, in case that wasn't clear from the last 3 sessions.
And if you're still feeling down, be honest with yourself. I think you still want me around.
That's why I'm still waiting. Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Speech was more. Thank you. Hello and welcome to Joe Nathan Field and WSB 90.1, the longtime home for Stony Brook Athletics. We bring you today's baseball matchup between your Stony Brook Seawolves and the Manhattan Jaspers. I'm George Karatsis, joined by Samantha Margulies. The Seawolves enter today's play at 20-17. They're fourth in the CAA with a 9-6 conference record and swept their last conference series this weekend right here at home in a sweep over Towson. The Jaspers enter play at 12-25. They struggled this year, going just 5-10 in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, and they lost 2 of 3 this weekend to Marist. For the Seawolves today, it'll be Colton Book on the mound, who has pitched a few midweek games this year. 8 games this year, 3 starts, 19 1/3 innings pitched. He's pitched to a 9.78 ERA. Struggled at times, but he's shown good stuff in others. For the Jaspers, it is right-hander Tyler Babel, who has started just 1 game this year, 6 appearances, to a 6.14 ERA. Not a big strikeout guy, just 11 strikeouts in 14 2/3 innings. Not many regulars in the Stony Brook lineup today, as no Evan Fox, no Brett Paulson, no Brown Ehring. So it'll be a test of a lot of younger guys, a lot of guys that we haven't seen this year. This should be an interesting matchup. As Stony Brook is hot, Manhattan is not. Samantha, your WSB debut, how are you doing? That's always good to hear. We finally have nice weather, as the last few times I've done this, it's been frigid and windy, as is typically the case here at Stony Brook. But nice weather today, a touch over 60 degrees, no wind, not a cloud in the sky, wind blowing in a bit from right field. Umpires and head coach Matt Sank having their pregame meeting, exchanging lineup cards. We will be back with lineups, national anthem, and first pitch shortly. Stick around. You're listening to 90.1 FM WSB Stony Brook. Just about ready for baseball here at Joe Nathan Field as the Seawolves have taken the field. We'll stick around for the national anthem and be right with you shortly. So like we mentioned, Colton Book on the mound, going to make his fourth start of the year. Behind him, it'll be Chris Carson in left field, the freshman. Cam Santier is in center field, the graduate student transfer from Rhode Island College. Matty Wright is in right field. He's had hasn't played much the last few weeks, but a good sophomore season overall. Joe DeLanzo, also a sophomore, getting a rare start at third base. Matt Maselli's played just about every inning at shortstop for the Seawolves this year, with Johnny Pilla, another second year, at second base. Eric Paulson, not the typical Paulson at first base, as Brett is typically over there. Eric, the freshman out of Massapequa, was getting the start today. And Nick Solorzano, the switch-hitting junior transfer, is doing the catching for Colton Book as we are getting ready to play here. Colton Book in his warm-up pitches. And we will tell you about Manhattan right now. So, leading off for the Jaspers is center fielder Frankie Marinelli. Batting second is the second baseman, Daniel Perez. He's their best hitter, hitting .321 on the year. Batting third is the shortstop, Chase Swain, another one having a very good season. Third baseman Drew Wires is hitting cleanup. Trevor Hansen, the first baseman, is hitting fifth. Dylan Mayer is the designated hitter, hitting sixth. Vincent Davis in left field, hitting seventh. And Andreas Lewis is doing the catching. He's in the eight hole before Aiden Katzman in the nine spot in right field. Colton Book done with his warm-up pitches. We're just about ready for play here at Joe Nathan Field as Frankie Marinelli digs in to lead off the ball game. Left-handed hitter facing the lefty Book. Works from the third base side of the rubber. Comes home his first pitch. Marinelli shows bunt, comes up and in, pitches a ball, and we start with a 1-0 count. Book's 1-0 home is across the outer half for called strike. Belt high fastball, count even now at 1-1. Breaking ball catches the outer half of the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Book last year dealt with injuries. Didn't pitch very much. He's gotten much more innings this year as he blows a fastball right past Marinelli, and Book's got his first out by way of the strikeout. So there you heard it. Daniel Perez, the second baseman, hitting .337 entering play. left-handed hitting middle infielder. Facing Book. First breaking ball is over the outer half and on the corner for a called strike. Book, a junior out of Mannheim, Pennsylvania, 6'4", 220 pounds on the mound, comes home with an 0-1 pitch, grounded into the 3-4 hole, a diving attempt by Pilla, but it's off his glove and into right field. So Perez on base with a one-out hit. Jaspers have their first base runner of the day, and that'll bring up the three-batter, Chase Swain. Right-handed hitter standing deep in the box. Book, a good pickoff move. That fastball catches plenty of plate. Counts 0-1 to start Swain. Like we mentioned, a great day for baseball here on the north shore of Long Island. Book comes home with an 0-1, just outside with a fastball, 1-1 count. Book's 1-1 is in the dirt, skips away from Solorzano briefly, collects and takes a look at first, but Perez back easily. It'll be a 2-1 from Book, and first a check on first. Bit of a half-hearted attempt at the runner at first base. Backstanding. Yeah. 2-1 pitch is a fastball. Looked good from here. Didn't get the call from the home plate umpire. So it'll be a 3-1 from Book to Swain. Runner on, one out, no score as we play the first inning here. Stony Brook and Manhattan. That pitch lined in a right field for a base hit. Right up with it cleanly, Perez into second base. Back-to-back hits for the Jaspers here with one out in the first as Chase Swain with a single to set up first and second for the Manhattan cleanup hitter.
The third baseman, number 26, Drew Wires.
So it'll be third baseman Drew Wires, as you just heard from the PA system. Right-handed batter standing deep in the box, as it seems all these Manhattan hitters are. Takes a fastball over the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Timeout called at the plate. We will pause a second before the 0-1 pitch. Wires flies one deep out to left field. Carson giving ground back to the fence, back at the wall, and that ball is gone. Drew Wires with a 3-run homer off Colton Book here in the first inning as the Jaspers take a quick 3-0 lead. Chris Carson just kept going back on that ball and kept going back and back and back until he had no room to play with as that ball sailed over the left field fence. So a quick 3-0 lead for the Jaspers. Stony Brook in immediate trouble now. Again, a midweek non-conference game. Not the highest of stakes, as Matt Sank is not rolling out his A-tier lineup. Nonetheless, a game you want to have, as the first pitch to Trevor Hansen is a fastball across the outer half for a called strike. Book tries another fastball in the outer half to no avail. That ball's outside. Count even now at 1-1. Fastball missed away for ball two. That fastball, swing and a miss, a big swing and a miss. Count even now at 2-2. Hansen hitting 264 on the year. Right-handed batter facing Book, and he swings through a fastball. Book's got his second out, second strikeout, three runs in between, hurting him here. So that'll bring up the designated hitter, Dylan Mayer. Another right-handed batter in this lineup. Looks at a first pitch fastball outside for ball one. It's Book trying to put this inning to bed finally. That ball popped up in the air. Left center field, Cam Santier and Chris Carson converging. Carson comes in, makes a catch, shoulder high to retire the side. At the end of half of one, Manhattan 3, Stony Brook nothing. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, Stony Brook. Set to play the bottom of the first here as Cam Santier will lead it off for the Seawolves, who find themselves down 3-0 as they get their first cracks at Manhattan right-hander. Tyler Babel? We'll figure out how to pronounce it eventually. Santier's first offering looks at a ball high, and it's 1-0. Right-handed hitter there looks at a called strike. Count goes even now at 1-1. Facing the righty, Babel takes a breaking ball over and at the knees for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Santier's had a good year this year after transferring from Division III Rhode Island College. Looks at a fastball up for a ball. Right-handed batter looks at a ball in the dirt. High on base percentage guy. A lot of walks, a lot of hit by pitches. As typical is with him, a three-ball count. Looks in on a 3-2. Fouls back a fastball and will do it again. Babel, a senior out of Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania. Stands 6'2", comes home with a 3-2, and that's ripped up the middle and off the glove of the shortstop and into center field. Santier on base with a leadoff knock. That'll raise his batting average. And the Seawolves have the leadoff man on for Matt Maselli.
Number three, Matt Maselli.
Maselli in his junior years had a good year. Finally swinging the bat after two rough years offensively. But he's moved himself from the bottom of the order now up in the two hole. Looks at a break at a fastball at his shoulders for a ball. 1-0 count on Maselli. First a check on Santier at first, who is a threat to run. So it'll be a 1-0 count to Maselli. Right-handed hitter as Santier takes off, and there will not be a throw from the Manhattan catcher. So an uncontested stolen base for Santier, as Maselli now has a man in scoring position. That breaking ball misses away. Counts 2-1. Maselli batting in a hitter's count here. Looks at a fastball just outside. Looked like it missed a little bit up and a little bit high. And the count will go 3-1. Maselli looks at another fastball up high, and the count, well, that's a walk. So immediately after giving up three runs, Seawolves bring the tying run to bat as Eric Paulson will dig in. Left-handed hitting freshman who has, coming into the year, we thought he was going to be more of a pitcher. Seems like he's done both with success. Looks at a breaking ball inside. Count is 1-0 to start off Paulson. Babel struggled with control, getting behind each of the first three hitters. Righty facing lefty Paulson, infield overshifted. That ball comes up and in, gets away from the catcher. Both runners move up 90 feet. Now two in scoring position for Stony Brook. Swing and miss by Paulson. Fastball, letter high. Might have chased one out of the zone. Count will go 2-1. Babel, working from the middle of the rubber, comes home. Breaking ball just misses below the knees. Now another Seawolf in a deep hitter's count. 3-1 on Paulson. As that breaking ball just misses inside, and another walk for Babel. Back-to-back. That'll load the bases for Johnny Pilla.
The second baseman, number 24, Johnny Pilla.
Pilla's moved around the lineup this year. Was not in the opening day starting nine, but has gotten himself into the lineup. He's hit second, he's hit fifth. Hitting cleanup today. Swings at the first fastball, fouls it over our heads and down the left field line. So the count quickly is 0-1. Looks at a breaking ball down. Catcher keeps in the neighborhood. Count will go 1-1. Pilla sharply hit to second. Perez to second for one. Swain's return is offline. As Pilla picks up an RBI, Santier comes in to score. Force out at second goes 4-6. Pilla on at first with a fielder's choice. So Stony Brook cuts into the Manhattan lead. It's now 3-1. Runners now at the corners for Nick Solorzano. Solorzano, switch hitter, batting left against the righty Babel. That ball skips in the dirt, gets away from Lewis. Pilla up to second base. So now again, the Seawolves put the tying run in scoring position here in the first inning. Solorzano struggled in his first year. Corners playing even with the bag. Middle back. They'll sacrifice a run for an out. Solorzano swings, fouls one right back our way into the screen. Counts even now at 1-1. Looks at a breaking ball low and outside. Counts 2-1 on the Stony Brook catcher, who hasn't played much of late, with Ryan Michelle getting much of the playing time. That fastball comes up and away. Count 3-1 again. Another Stony Brook hitter ahead in the count. Oh. as he looks at a fastball up. That's ball four, and Stony Brook has loaded the bases again with Joe DeLanza coming up. DeLanza, left-handed hitting third baseman. Doesn't profile much of a third baseman as he's not the largest dude. Looks at a breaking ball below the knees for ball one. It's Babel behind another hitter. Struggled to find the strike zone here in this first inning. DeLanza swings, foul tips one into the middle. Lewis counts 1-1. Looks another fastball up. Babel's missed a lot up with the fastball and a lot down with the breaking ball. Hasn't been able to get chases so far and hasn't been able to locate the strike zone with that fastball. 2-1 pitch coming home. Another fastball up at DeLanzo's head. 3-1 now with the bases loaded. Doesn't want to walk in a run here. Just as we said, the weather is nice. The wind picks up. DeLanza swings, fouls it back into the net, and it's a full count now on the Stony Brook third baseman. Looks at a breaking ball down, and that'll force in a run. Third walk of the inning surrendered by Tyler Babel. Forces in the second Stony Brook run as Maselli comes across. And Stony Brook gets a run closer. It's 3-2. Meeting at the mound now immediately for the Jaspers. As three walks and a single in the inning have brought in a pair of Stony Brook runs. So it'll be Cal Perillo digging in, another older player transferring from Rhode Island College. Was teammates with Santier, who just came in to score. Looks at a first pitch fastball across the letters for a called strike. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. Count quickly, 0-2 on Perillo, who's a corner infielder by trade, designated hitter today. Coming home with an 0-2, missing the dirt, appeal to first, he did not go. Perillo laying off a breaking ball there after swinging wildly at the first one. 1-2 pitch coming, and he rips it up the middle. Clean pickup by Swain to Perez for one, back to first for the 6-4-3 double play. Seawolves bring across two. At the end of one, Stony Brook 2, Manhattan 3. Stick around. We are on WUSB 90.1 FM Stony Brook, the longtime home of Stony Brook Athletics. Back to play in the top of the second inning. Colton Book's first offering is up and away to the Manhattan left fielder, Vincent Davis. Looks at a second ball, count quickly 2-0. Book, 3 hits, 3 runs in that first inning, spearheaded by the 3-run bomb from Drew Wires. As Book gets a fastball over for a called strike, it's 2-1 now. Book comes home with a 2-1. Fastball flipped down the left field line and into the batting cages. Foul ball down that line, and it is 2-2 now. Book's 2-2 home, miss fastball misses up and away. Count will go full to start top of the second inning. And that fastball missed up and away. So both pitchers struggling with control in the early going. That'll bring up the Manhattan catcher, Andres Lewis. Left-handed hitter, had a rough first inning in the field. Couple wild pitches and a stolen base against him. Book's first pitch home, fastball misses just inside. Count is 1-0 to start Lewis. Keeping an eye on the runner at first, breaking ball comes up and in. Control once again, struggling for the Stony Brook left-hander. Two-oh pitch coming here. As that fastball comes up and in. So after walking the leadoff man, Book's gone 3-0 on Lewis. In danger of putting the first two on. Start top of the second inning. That fastball catches plenty of plate. So a get-me-over fastball there on 3-0 sets up a 3-1 count from Book to Lewis. Runner on, Manhattan leads Stony Brook 3-2 as we play with nobody out in the top of the second inning. That fastball ripped down the right field line and foul. Wide of the first base coaching box. So it'll be a full count to Lewis. We'll see if the runner, Davis, is off with the pitch. Does not go. That breaking ball misses down and away and in the dirt. So a couple of walks to start the road half of the second inning. Bring up right fielder Aiden Katzman with a couple of guys on. Katzman shows bump, pulls back, looks at a fastball down for ball one. Batting out of the nine hole, first two guys reaching via the walk. A bunt certainly would make sense from the nine hitter. Shows bunt again, gets it down. Solorzano out of the crouch to get it, throws over to Pilla covering first base for the first out of the second inning. So Book gets his first out of the inning. Both runners move up 90 feet. Back to the top of the order as Frankie Marinelli digs in. Marinelli struck out on a fastball in his first at-bat. Infield playing back. They'll sacrifice a run for an out. Marinelli looks at a first pitch breaking ball. Down and away for ball one. Yeah. at Breaking Ball Miss in the Dirt, quickly 2-0, so the control continues to be a factor for Book, who has struggled first time through the order. Five base runners already, first time through, now facing his 10th batter of the game. That fastball catches a plate, a good stick by the catcher, Solorzano, make it a 2-1 count, rather. Book a lefty facing left-handed hitter Marinelli. Another fastball, similar spot, missed just a bit low that time. So now a 3-1 count on Marinelli. Fastball flipped out to left field. Carson makes a grab. His throw, the plate will be cut off by Joe DeLanzo as Davis comes across to score the fourth Manhattan run as they extend their lead to 4-2 here in the top of the second inning. So the walks coming back to hurt Colton Book here in the second inning as Marinelli gets a run home with a sack fly. Back to the second baseman, Daniel Perez. Left-handed hitter. Fastball comes up and in. Skips away from Solorzano for a minute, but no advance from Lewis. Top two hitters in the Manhattan order, both left-handed against the lefty Book. Breaking ball miss in the dirt. Solorzano does a good job to keep it close. Nonetheless, a 2-0 count on Perez with two away here in the second inning. Manhattan trails, or leads 4-2. Perez swings at a fastball, flies it down the left field line. Carson crossing the left field line into foul territory, makes the catch to retire the side. An inning and a half in, Manhattan leads this one 4-2 over Stony Brook. You're listening to WUSB 90.1 FM, the long